Well, the civil war in Yemen has hit its third year and it's far from over. Next week, the United Nations will discuss how to end the crisis after the country faced its bloodiest month this year. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Yemen was basically the poorest country in the Middle East before the conflict escalated in March 2015. It is a multi-sided conflict between a Saudi-led coalition of Gulf Arab countries supporting the internationally recognised government of Yemen and a rebel group known as the Houthis. There is also various other armed groups involved. What this means is that the people of Yemen are struggling to survive one of the world's gravest humanitarian crises, a fully man-made crisis where food and water are scarce and almost all public services, so like your hospitals and your schools, have collapsed.
That was Humanitarian Advocacy Coordinator from Oxfam Australia, Lily Gardiner, talking about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen. According to the United Nations, August has been the bloodiest month of the year for the Arab country.
So August has been the bloodiest month this year for civilians in Yemen, with 300 children killed amongst the almost 1,000 civilian casualties. This is due to a combination of the warring parties' reckless disregard for civilian life and the failure of their political backers to offer any action to prevent the carnage.
Ms. Gardiner says apart from casualties, the war has brought disease and destroyed Yemen's economy.
According to the UN, the last 3.5 years have seen more than 28,000 Yemenis either killed or injured. Over 3 million people have been forced to flee their homes because of the conflict. 22.2 million people, so that's more than 3 out of every 4 Yemenis, are in need of humanitarian aid. The war has also caused the worst cholera outbreak on record. So that's a deadly waterborne disease which infected at least 1 million people. And the humanitarian situation continues to deteriorate. The economy has been shattered, food prices are continuously going up, and many people have lost their jobs. This means that they can't feed their families, let alone themselves. There is a severe lack of basic services, making daily survival a painful struggle for millions of people.
She also says infrastructure is severely damaged and organizations face challenges to deliver aid.
Aid agencies are finding it difficult to help people because of the fighting across much of the country and the roadblocks. The roadblocks make it difficult for humanitarian organizations to deliver much needed aid, and damage to water and sanitation infrastructure in the vital port of Hodeidah and other parts of the country is denying thousands of people access to water. And this is increasing the threat of a third cholera outbreak. While the focus is on Hodeidah, fighting is also reported in other parts of the country.
Despite the challenges, Oxfam Australia is continuing to help in Yemen.
Oxfam is stepping up its work in Yemen to tackle the humanitarian crisis. Since July 2015, Oxfam has reached more than 3 million people with water and sanitation services. So this includes trucking in water, repairing broken water systems, delivering jerry cans and building toilets. Oxfam is also providing cash assistance and food vouchers.
The conflict seems to be far from over, but the United Nations has started talking about how to end the crisis. Ms. Gardner says the talks are critical to solve the war.
It is necessary that any peace agreement provides a meaningful political solution which involves all sections of society. So this includes women, young people and marginalised communities. Yemen is on the verge of collapse. The fighting has to end and the country must be put on the road to peace. The talks due to start in Geneva are welcome, but the killings have to stop.